So we go to flathead catfish. The proposal, which is border waters, which is different than the finalization that we'll get to later.
Press that button. There we go. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. For those on the audio feed, I'm John Lott, the Aquatic Section Chief. And if you turn to page 10 in the Commission book, there's a department recommendation for proposal for a change in the fish limits chapter to add a harvest restriction for flathead catfish on the South Dakota-Nebraska border waters, such that at most one flathead catfish 30 inches or longer could be included daily in the daily limit. In relation to this staff recommendation for proposal, there are two other agenda items at this commission meeting that are related. There is a finalization on flathead catfish for a 1 over 28 for inland waters, and there's also an informational item scheduled for a summary of a border water meeting that we had with Nebraska and Iowa. And as a part of the supporting information for this recommendation for proposal on the border waters, I'd like to just summarize that meeting now, if that would be okay.
Yep, please do.
Biologists and fish managers from South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa met on the 13th of February, and they discussed status of catfish in the Missouri River system, management philosophies, and then ways to standardize regulations on the border waters. So with South Dakota, that'd be South Dakota-Nebraska border waters, South Dakota-Iowa border waters. Currently, on Nebraska's half of the border water with South Dakota, so Lakes Lewis and Clark, Missouri River as you go downstream, and the river above Lewis and Clark, the state of Nebraska has a 1 over 30 on a flathead catfish. That's actually a statewide regulation for them for flowing waters. The state of Iowa does not have any length-based harvest restrictions on their border water with South Dakota. That would be the lower portion of the Big Sioux River. And the recommendation here for proposal would be on the Nebraska-South Dakota a border water to add a 1 over 30 as a part of the daily limit, so it would match the Nebraska regulation on that border water. The state of Iowa will be taking the idea of a 1 over 30 for the South Dakota-Iowa border waters through their regulation process, and we'd have to see what the result of that is before Game Fish and Parks would come forth with a recommendation for the South Dakota-Iowa border waters. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions or address any comments that the Commission may have.
Questions? Comments? No questions and no comments. So we need a motion to approve this, and this issue's been around for a few months now, and so later we'll the proposal at the moment is inland waters 28. We're going to suggest that get amended to 30, then that will pass today, possibly as a finalization, and then we'll get this proposal out for 30 days for Nebraska border waters, and then we'll get that passed, perhaps, then we'll have in place what everybody thinks we should have in place, right?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve this proposal for a 1 over 30 inch on the border waters with Nebraska and Iowa.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes. Thank you.
Thank you.